عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا وقعت لقمة أحدكم فليأخذ فليمت ما كان بها من أذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان ولا يمسه يده بالمنديل حتى يلعق أصابعه فإنه لا يدري في أي طعامه ترك رواه مسلم. The Jabir radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a morsel, a lukma, a food of any of you falls, he shall pick it up, remove whatever dirt may be on it, and eat it. He shall not leave it for shaitan. He shall not wipe his hand with a towel without first licking his fingers, because he does not know in which portion of his food the blessing lies. The Jabir, the nearest messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, if a morsel of a food of any of you falls, you should pick it up, remove whatever dirt is on it, and eat it. You should not leave it for shaitan. He shall not wipe his hands and with a towel without first licking his fingers, because he does not know in which portion of his food the blessing lies. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us that when a lukma, a morsel falls, clean it and eat it. And if it needs to be cleaned, eat it. La tada li shaitan. Do not leave it for shaitan. And there's also seen shaitan eating, and he knows that shaitan will wait for a lukma to fall, or make it fall, and then eat it. So don't. And then Rasulullah also said, you don't even know what food there's barakah in it. So even licking your fingers is necessary. Why? In those days, obviously, a person cannot comprehend this hadith so easy. Rasulullah do not wipe your hands until you lick your fingers. Who wipes his hands after food today? Nobody is. Why? What's our food? Our food is rice, it's curry, it's all oily food, it's all that type of food. If a person eats date, dates or nuts or something, does he need to use water? He doesn't. And water wasn't so common in those days. Istinja was without water too many times. It was just pieces of earth. Then Allah talked about those Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin, the people of Quba who used to use water too. Understand, water wasn't even so common, even for Islam. So water wasn't something that it just, you know, they on the top. So their food was very simple, very dry, very, it wasn't like all oily in that. So that's why they could wipe their hands. So Rasulullah said, don't wipe your hands. For us, don't wash your hands. For us, don't wash your hands until you lick your fingers. And then wash your hands, and then you can wipe your hands with a towel. Understand? For us, because I have to explain that. Otherwise, nobody goes straight after food. Tell me who does that. Nobody after, they're going to wipe their hands. They'll first wash them, then they'll. But in Rasulullah's time, the food was like that. To understand this hadith, that they didn't need. Or even so the food was very simple. So a person, if there's any food particles on your fingers, you should not leave it. Because that might be the one particle which has the barakah in it for your digesting system, for your strength, for your health. Barakah is barakah. We can't translate barakah. There's no translation for barakah because it's so comprehensive. It's everything. Understand? So Allah enable us to get all barakah in everything and follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.